Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include U.S. State Department report, human rights violations against Falun Gong and other groups in China. Toronto, Canada. Hard to imagine anyone would persecute such a peaceful group. New Zealand. Spectators at Kumeu ANP show learn about Falun Gong in Auckland. Hong Kong. Orchestrated by the CCP, posters slandering Falun Dafa appear in multiple locations. Having lost her husband in the persecution of her faith, incapacitated teacher still constantly harassed. And 67-year-old triathlete credits Falun Dafa for her excellent health. Now for the stories.
U.S. State Department report. Human rights violations against Falun Gong and other groups in China. The U.S. Department of State published its 2020 country reports on human rights practices on March 30th. The section on China highlights human rights abuses by the Chinese Communist Party, including those against Falun Gong practitioners and human rights lawyers. Antony Blinken, United States Secretary of State, said during a press conference on March 30th, "The United States is committed to working with its allies and partners to hold the perpetrators of these abhorrent acts accountable." Blinken stated that merely issuing the report was not enough. He explained, "These annual human rights reports are important, but of course they're not enough. We will use a broad range of other tools to stop abuses and hold perpetrators to account. One way to do that is by working with the United States Congress, which has passed laws providing new authorities to sanction human rights violators. Things like the Global Magnitsky Act, the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, other pieces of important legislation, and continues to demonstrate a bipartisan commitment to promoting human rights. One of the principles of human rights is that they are universal," Blinken added. "All people are entitled to these rights, no matter where they're born, what they believe, whom they love, or any other characteristic. Human rights are also co-equal. There is no hierarchy that makes some rights more important than others." The 79-page section on China mentioned forced organ harvesting. Activists and some organizations continued to accuse the government of forcibly harvesting organs from prisoners of conscience, including religious and spiritual adherents such as Falun Gong practitioners and Muslim detainees in Xinjiang. Human rights lawyers were also targeted. The Chinese government suspended or revoked the business licenses or law licenses of some lawyers who took on sensitive cases, including defending pro-democracy dissidents, house church activists, Falun Gong practitioners, or government critics. More specifically, authorities used the annual licensing review process administered by the All China Lawyers Association to withhold or delay the renewal of lawyers' professional licenses.
Toronto, Canada. Hard to imagine anyone would persecute such a peaceful group. Falun Gong practitioners in Toronto held exercise demonstrations in five places over the weekend of March 20th and 21st. Their smooth, harmonious movements and soothing exercise music drew many spectators. Practitioners often hold events to draw public attention to the brutal persecution and the CCP's harvesting of organs from living practitioners who are incarcerated for upholding their faith. Practitioners also collect petition signatures demanding that the Chinese Communist Party end the persecution. Christian approached practitioners outside Toronto City Hall and asked to sign the petition. He said, "I have read on the internet about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. It's unbelievable. Everyone has a basic right to freedom of belief, and Falun Gong is a very peaceful practice. I truly hope the persecution in China will end soon. It's hard to imagine a government could launch a persecution against this peaceful group of people. I want to help them whenever I can. I will sign my name every time they collect signatures for petitions. I will also share this information with my friends and family. This way more people can help, he said. The Pacific Mall exercise site in Markham, Ontario, has attracted many attendees for the Falun Gong instructional workshop held on 9 consecutive days. Helen came in December 2020 after a friend introduced her to Falun Gong. She started practicing a month later. She said, "A friend of mine told me about Falun Gong. Because of the CCP's lies, I didn't believe what my friend told me. The friend suggested that listening to the Falun Gong music would help me. I was suspicious. The next day, I suffered terrible asthma and decided to give it a try. I listened to Falun Gong music for 10 minutes and was able to lay down. Afterward, I felt calm and fell asleep unknowingly. When I woke up, I was in disbelief because I hadn't slept that well in so many years. From then on, I went to Pacific Mall to exercise with the practitioners every day."
New Zealand. Spectators at the QMU ANP show learn about Falun Gong in Auckland. The 99th QMU ANP show was held in Auckland on March 27th. It is the largest agricultural show on New Zealand's North Island, with more than 500 booths, carnival rides, equestrian competitions, exhibitions, performances, and live concerts. Each year, the event attracts thousands of people and brings a lot of fun to the community. Falun Gong practitioners in New Zealand were invited to participate in the show again this year. The Tiango Marching Band, Waist Drum Team, and Dragon Dance Team participated in the parade. Children followed the Dragon Dance happily. The Tiango Marching Band was invited to perform near the main stage. Practitioners introduced the spiritual practice to people at the show, and many people learned about Falun Gong at the practitioner's booth. Cheryl Morovic, a staff member of the New Zealand National Party, said, "Falun Gong practitioners are brave to stand up for their faith. I see they come to the QMU ANP show every year. I admire their perseverance." She said the practitioners have continued their efforts to clarify the truth, and she appreciates Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, as these principles are beneficial for society as a whole. She knows that Falun Gong practitioners in China face persecution at the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. She said she hopes that practitioners continue their efforts to help everyone understand the truth about what has been happening in China. She said participating in the show is a good way to reach people who don't know about the persecution faced by the practitioners in China and to give people a chance to support Falun Gong.
Hong Kong. Orchestrated by the CCP, posters slandering Falun Dafa appear in multiple locations. Large posters containing defamatory messages about Falun Dafa recently appeared at numerous locations throughout Hong Kong. They were placed on busy streets near Falun Dafa information booths at many locations. One woman who was putting up the posters said she was following orders from Chinese Communist Party officials in Shenzhen, a nearby city in China. Chu Kong Wei, a district councillor, asked residents to report these posters to government agencies. Zhou, a practitioner who regularly volunteers at Falun Dafa information booths, said these posters began appearing around March 6, 2021. Each set consists of three large white posters with content in simplified Chinese that defames Falun Dafa and its founder. She said the posters essentially repeat the same slanderous propaganda churned out by the CCP over the past 22 years. Zhou said this new form of hate propaganda is a reflection of the CCP. As long as the totalitarian regime exists, it will continue to harm people. Because the people who put up the posters work for the CCP, she hopes more residents will report this to the authorities to stop the propaganda from poisoning people. Zhou said that despite the pressure, practitioners will continue telling people the facts about the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa while following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to be good citizens. She said the persecution gives people an opportunity to learn about Falun Dafa and for practitioners to expose the CCP's persecution. She said, after the incident surrounding the extradition bill in 2019, more Hong Kong residents became clear on what the CCP is. Many people have chosen to support Falun Dafa. The World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong issued a report in April 2018 on the Hong Kong Youth Care Association, a CCP-affiliated organization believed to be responsible for the slanderous posters. According to the report, around Hong Kong's downtown area, where Falun Gong practitioners have been clarifying the truth about the practice to the public, some members pretend to be Falun Gong practitioners, set up large-scale mock mourning halls, and insult Falun Gong and its founder in abominable ways. This has seriously harmed all Falun Gong practitioners and severely undermined the social peace, moral integrity, and Hong Kong's legal institutions.
Having lost her husband due to the persecution of her faith, incapacitated teacher still constantly harassed. Two police officers and a residential committee staff member knocked on Ms. Wang's door on March 26, 2021, and her home health aide opened the door. Upon entering, one officer claimed that his family name was also Wang and he just started working in the area. The other two people took photos and video recordings of Ms. Wang's home. This is just one of the recent incidents of harassment that Ms. Wang, a 69-year-old retired teacher in Beijing, has experienced for her faith in Falun Gong. Since the Chinese Communist Party began to persecute Falun Gong in 1999, Ms. Wang has been repeatedly targeted for upholding her faith. Her husband was so traumatized by the persecution that he passed away prematurely. Her daughter, a once straight-A student, developed severe depression and had to quit school. Her family's ordeal and the mental stress from the persecution have also taken a heavy toll on Ms. Wang's own health, and she became incapacitated a few years ago. Yet the police still come back periodically to harass her. Prior to this latest incident of harassment, a female plainclothes police officer and a uniformed male officer came to her home on October 22, 2020. They searched every room of her home and took photos of her and her niece, who was there cooking for her. Even when Ms. Wang was in a coma, the police and residential committee staff members still harassed her on July 19, 2018, and videotaped her.
Sixty-seven-year-old triathlete credits Falun Dafa for her excellent health. One participant in the annual Jersey Girl Triathlon on August 4, 2018, 67-year-old Jean Mitchell, was wearing an eye-catching outfit with the words, "Freedom for Falun Dafa." She was the third-place finisher in the 65-69 age group. Upon reaching retirement age, many people look forward to a leisurely and comfortable life. Why did Jean participate in the Ironman triathlon, which challenges people's will and endurance? In 2003, a friend who practiced Tai Chi suggested that Jean try Falun Dafa meditation. She asked her husband to help her find the book Juan Falun. Her husband looked it up online and came across slanderous content about Falun Dafa from the Chinese Communist Party. He was puzzled and paid close attention to the changes that Jean experienced after she began practicing. After reading Juan Falun, Jean felt a peace that she had never experienced before. Her depression and anxiety completely disappeared. The chronic fatigue that she had since she was young was also gone. She has since been incredibly healthy. Jean said, In the past, my immune system was very weak, and I often caught colds and had fevers. After I began practicing Falun Dafa, I became healthy almost overnight. What impressed her the most was that she found the true meaning of life. "I found what I was seeking when I learned Falun Dafa," Jean said. "I think I've become a better person." Her husband agreed. "You've become easier to get along with," he told her one day. Since then, her husband has been very supportive of her practice. Jean later reflected, "If there were no Falun Dafa, my life might be over. I could never imagine finishing in a triathlon at the age of 67. This is a miracle, and it is also the mighty power of Dafa. I hope the world will know that Falun Dafa is good, and cherish and respect Dafa so they can be blessed too." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.